Hello, we are two scientists and we are here to talk about nuclear power, its use, and why it is the best energy source in our opinion. We are going to only talk about nuclear fission. To start off, let's first explain what nuclear fission is. In nuclear fission, uranium dioxide is used because it naturally has the isotope U-235. The atom of the isotope U-235 splits into and releases energy and electrons when it is struck with another electron. Then the electrons released from that atom strike other U-235 atoms, releasing electrons and energy, and the process repeats and repeats. This chain reaction takes place in a matter of milliseconds, and if not controlled, can release an ever-increasing amount of energy. This process is nuclear fission. However, uranium only contains 0.7% of the U-235 isotope, so before used as nuclear fuel, it is enriched so that it contains 3 to 5% of the U-235 isotope.
Now that you know what nuclear fission is, how you get the nuclear energy, let's talk about how it's used. The nuclear fuel and nuclear control rods, which are used to prevent a never-ending chain reaction, are put in a reactor core inside of a nuclear reactor. Control rods are used to control the chain reaction by absorbing more neutrons and slowing down the chain reaction. Eventually, only one neutron reacts with a U-235 atom to produce fission and energy that is released at a constant rate. In the core, there is water surrounding the fuel rod bundles so when fission takes place, it heats the water to create high-pressure steam turning and turbine and creating energy.
So now that you know what fission is and how it is used to create energy, let's talk about the pros and cons of using nuclear energy. We'll start off with the positives of using nuclear fission. One of the positives are the overall efficiency of nuclear power plants are 35%. Which is very similar to that of fossil fuel power plants. Also, for every kilogram of uranium that undergoes fission, 1 gram of matter is converted into energy. And the energy released by that 1 gram of matter is equivalent to the energy released by burning more than 3 million kilograms of coal. Wow, that's a lot more energy than coal. Some more positives are nuclear power plants do not produce air pollutants that fossil fuel burning plants do. Also, they do not produce carbon dioxide as fossil fuels do.
However, there are some negatives. Mining of uranium can create some environmental damage. The water that is used in the reactor must cool before release because the heat of the water can harm the plant and animal life in the dumping area. The biggest risk, however, is the radiation that could escape from the fuel rods, which can be radioactive elements. Some of these elements can cause damage to living organisms if released, but nuclear reactors have elaborate systems of safeguards, strict safety precautions, and highly trained workers to prevent accidents. In 1986, in Chernobyl, Ukraine, an accident occurred when a reactor core overheated and a hole was blown in the reactor. The wind spread of the release of radioactive materials had killed 28 people and possibly 260,000 people were exposed to levels of radiation that might have affected their health. However, the U.S. has built power plants that are designed to prevent accidents like these. Also, nuclear waste is a radioactive byproduct that results when radioactive materials are used. There are two kinds of waste, low-level and high-level waste. The low-level waste are sealed containers and buried 30 meters deep in special locations, while high-level wastes are stored deep in a pool of water in extremely durable containers. The water absorbs the nuclear radiation to prevent it from escaping into the environment.
In conclusion, nuclear fission is the splitting of atoms of U-235 isotopes found in uranium to create energy at a constant rate. It produces 3 million times the energy that burning coal and is as efficient as the burning of fossil fuels. It doesn't produce air pollutants, but it can still cause environmental damage when mining the uranium and when the water is released back into the dumping area. Also, there's a minimal chance of radioactivity materials, but it is extremely rare. Nuclear wastes are produced, but there are already ways to dispose of them safely. As shown on page C58, America uses about 20% of nuclear energy already. Also, the cost of nuclear fission is 10 cents a kilowatt hour, as shown on page 62, and this includes environmental and electrical costs. In our opinion, the pros outweigh the cons, and for these reasons, we believe that nuclear energy is the best source of energy currently known to man.